Boss Nanners. Come on back. Come on back. So I've heard that you guys have created your own obstacle course at home. Is that right?
I did when I was a kid. I am a huge Double Dare fan. I've been preparing for this for 30 years, Mark.
Really?
I made obstacle courses in my basement.
That's very cool.
That's awesome. On our red team, we have father-daughter team Ethan and Shobi on the soccer field. They're not afraid to get dirty, but they're trying to clean up here. They are the Blue Whale. Why'd you guys name yourself the Blue Whales?
The Blue Whales was the name of the soccer team that I played on and he coached.
And it was the least intimidating soccer team of all time. But today we're hoping to redeem the Blue Whale name and really bring it up, yeah.
What kind of skills from soccer are you going to be able to use today on Double Dare?
Well, I play goalie, so before I was using my goalie squad, kind of, not really.
Yeah, I saw some. Yeah. I saw some. You knew what you were doing. Well, very cool, guys. Well, 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 we'll see how they do. Right now, let's play a little Double Dare, boo.
Yeah.
Let's do
it.
So this is how round one works. I'm going to ask you a question. You get it right, you get $50. Now, if you don't know the answer or you think the other team doesn't have a clue, you can dare them to answer it for double the amount. Now, be careful because they can double dare you right back for four times the amount. Then you either have to answer the question or take the physical challenge. You guys got it?
Got it.
Yeah. All right, my Blue Whales, you guys are in control with $50 on the board. Here is your first question. Oh, the Places You'll Go is a book by what legendary children's author?
Roald Dahl.
Worth $50?
Dr. Seuss,
yes.
Dr. Seuss? Dr. Seuss, you got it, boo. That's right. $100 on the board, still in control. Your next question. If it took you 7 hours to complete the Double Dare obstacle course, how many minutes would that be? Worth $50? Stay in control.
420.
Yes, that is correct. Okay. 420. Okay. All right, next question. At the 2016 Rio Olympics, Simone Manuel became the first African-American woman to win an individual Olympic gold in what sport? Was it swimming, archery, or underwater basket weaving?
What do you think?
What do we think?
Dare.
Dare. Now worth $100. At the 2016 Rio Olympics, Simone Manuel became the first African-American woman to win an individual Olympic gold in what sport? Was it swimming, archery, or underwater basket weaving? What do we think, Flossinators?
Archery.
I'm sorry, archery was incorrect. The correct answer was swimming, and because it was a dare, that means that $100 is over to the Blue Whales, now in control. The question for $50 is... Uluru or Ayers Rock is a massive sandstone located in what country?
Dare.
Dare. Now worth $100. Uluru or Ayers Rock is a massive sandstone located in what country?
Double Dare.
Double Dare. Now worth $200. What do we think, Blue Whales?
Okay. We'll take the physical challenge.
They're taking the physical challenge. Come on over here, Blue Whales.
The answer is Australia. Good night, Mike. We're going to do a physical challenge worth $200. Could be Elite Games right here.
For $200, you guys are each going to put on a little pair of booty shorts. So what you want to do is go on over there and get geared up by our amazing Michelle and Eric. All right, while our red team continues getting geared up, thank you, Scott and Brett, for bringing the balloons on out here. But, Mark, I want to bring you on out here to help me explain.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Happy to do it.
All right.
Ask me why I have this.
Why do you have that?
Well, I went to court and I lost my suit.
Black summers, everybody. All right. Now, in this challenge together, they're going to have to be popping these balloons, Mark. But how are they going to do that?
With their booties.
That's right. They're going to use the booty to get the booty. That's right, guys. So what you guys want to do, as Mark and I are about to show you.
Ready.
Put your booties together instead of your heads and pop the booties together. Now, if you guys are able to get all five of these balloons in 30 seconds, the $200 is yours. You got it? They got it. All right, they're ready. We're ready. Audience, are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yes, they are. All right, let's do it. Remember, pop all five balloons in 30 seconds to win that $200. Are you ready? Get set. Go.
Do it, do it, do it.
Come on,
guys, we can do it.
does that sound mean,
that
Mark?
That sound means it's the end of round one.
That's right. Right now, we have our blue whales with $250 on the board. Not too far behind are the Flossinators with $200. It's a close game, but it's anybody's game, right?
When we come back, the dollar values will be doubled. Anybody could be going to that auction, of course.
Double the dollars. Now at the end of this round, the winner gets to keep their bank and move on to the final obstacle course. Now this toss-up will determine who gets in control of round two. Are y'all ready? On your mark, get set, go!
One teammate has to pick up toy baby kangaroos while wearing giant boxing gloves.
One for blue.
Then throw them into the partner's pouch.
Two for blue.
First thing you get three wins $100 and control of round two.
Board, Flossinators, how do we celebrate?
We floss!
There we go. Flossinators in control. Who put Joey on my desk? Excuse me, Joey. Alright, let's continue, guys. The Toon Squad and the Monstars played a daffy game of basketball in what 1996 animated movie?
Space Jam,
you got it! That's great! Your next $100 question. By definition, if you were writing an autobiography, whom would you be writing about?
Yourself.
What do we think?
Yourself.
Yourself is correct. You got it. $100. Your next question. Which of these is not found on the $1 bill? Is it a dollar sign, a pyramid, or a bald eagle?
Bald eagle.
Mm-hmm.
A bald eagle.
I'm sorry, a bald eagle is incorrect. The correct answer was a dollar sign, which surprises me too. But since there was no dare, there are no dollars, but the blue whales are now in control. Here is your question. What toy company makes both Hot Wheels and American Girl dolls?
Mattel.
A couple of seconds, worth $100.
Mattel.
Mattel is correct, you got it. $100. Now with $350 on the board, the Flossinators with $500, our red team could be catching up. Here's your question. What musical tells the story of meek floral assistant Seymour and a bloodthirsty plant he affectionately names Audrey 2?
Little Shop of Horrors.
I'll say it.
Little Shop of Horrors. You got it! Little Shop of Horrors! Here's your next question. What car company takes its name from the man known for inventing the first alternating current motor?
Tesla.
You got it, girl. Tesla. $550 on the board. Blue whales have taken the lead and still in control. Here you go. What shoe company is named after the Greek goddess of victory?
Nike.
Victory yourself, girl. You got it. Nike. Your next question. What singer has been known to wear some crazy outfits, including a meat dress and a Kermit the Frog coat?
All right.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, you got it. Blue whales came up from behind, Mark. Did you see that?
I saw that. It's amazing. They're running the board here, but a physical challenge could switch everything.
That's very true. Let's see what happens. All right, your question, Blue whales. Instead of saying cheese, what did people living in the Victorian era say when having their picture taken? Was it prunes, peaches, or tag me in that? Couple of seconds.
Peaches.
I'm sorry, peaches is incorrect. The correct answer was prunes, and since there was no dare, there was no dollars. But that does mean the Flossinators are back in control. Whew. All right, here is your question, Flossinators. R, S, T, L, N, and E are the three letters contestants get in the bonus round of what popular game show?
Jeopardy.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is Wheel of Fortune. I
know
knew that.
The answer.
I knew that. I just
know
got
you
too excited. I got too excited, Mark. All right, back in Blue Whale's fins. Here we go.
What was the name of the English ship that started its voyage to the New World on September 6th, 1620?
The Mayflower.
You got it. That's right.
Back in control, $850 on the board. Your question, which of these grows on trees? Is it pineapples, pomegranates, or money?
Pomegranates.
Pomegranates is correct. I hope it was money. Here is your next question. Yo, here's the scoop. Gelato is the Italian word for what?
Ice cream.
Ice cream, you got it, girl. Ice cream for you.
Woo! Believe me, I know.
Blue Whales, here's your question. Typically, what does an insomniac have difficulty doing?
Falling asleep.
Yeah, me too. Correct, you got it. That's right.
Still in control. Located in St. Louis, Missouri, what is the tallest man-made monument in the United States?
The Gateway Arch.
Gateway Arch, you got it. Another $100 for the Blue Whales.
Your next question. According to the American Kennel Club, what dog breed has been the most popular 27 years in a row?
I knew this.
Pluto? Sorry? Sorry.
Poodle.
Poodle. Poodle. No, you're good. You're good. I thought you said Pluto, and I was like, that's
Pluto.
A planet.
It's not a planet.
It's not a planet. And it's also not correct. I'm sorry. The correct answer was the Labrador Retriever.
Aww.
And because there was no dare, there's no dollars, but that does mean the Fascinators are in control.
Here is your question. If you were looking for an Ektorp sofa, a Nubig lamp, or a Billy bookcase, which store should you visit? Is it Walmart, IKEA, or Forever 13?
IKEA.
IKEA, you got it, girl. I love that story. Oh, what's up? What's that sound? That means time is up. Let's check the scores. Right now we have the Flossinators with $600 and our Blue Whales with $1,250, which means congratulations. Going to our obstacle course and our Flossinators. We had so much fun flossing with y'all. Give it up for the Flossinators, y'all. Yeah. Now, you guys did such an amazing job. You are not going home empty-handed. We have amazing prizes for you guys backstage. Thank you so much for
Thank
being
you,
here.
Thank you, Liza.
Thank you, guys. Mark, I'm excited for the obstacle course.
What a rather clean game today, but I think we have a rather messy obstacle course. Audience, you ready for the obstacle course? We're going to come back and see if they can do it all in under 60 seconds right after this. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Double Dare, where the Blue Whales have made it all the way to the obstacle course. Whale, how we doing?
We're doing all right.
Childhood dream coming true?
Every child's dream.
Yeah, it is. And dreams come true, right?
Yeah.
Now, Shobi and Eitan, in the first two rounds, you guys won $1,250. Now, it's time to take on the Double Dare obstacle course. That's right, that's right. There's more to be won. We've got more prizes for you guys. All right, so there are 8 stations, right? Now, you finish each one by grabbing the bug, and when you do, you're going to earn an incredible prize. Now, let me walk you guys through this. So, first up, we have the Sunday Slide. One of you guys is going to climb all the way up there to the top of the ice cream cone, slide all the way down into a nice Sunday pie. You're going to slide into this.
A Yard Games gift card. Try Tumbling Timbers, Yard Pong, and more from Yard Games Online. The only rule is everyone can play.
Next up is number 2. You have the Slime Hydrant. Now, slime is going to release just like a dog would release on that normally. But you guys, all you have to do is find the flag. When you find the flag, you're going to find yourself with this.
This package is 3 Rio Grande games. These strategy games encourage family and friends to plan and think rather than rely on luck.
Next up is obstacle 3. It's the brick wall breakout. You want to break through these bricks just like the name says. Grab the flag and you're going to grab one of these.
Over a dozen spectacular novelty water toys from Pool Candy. Plan the ultimate party for Pool Candy.
All right, next up is the tank. It is filled with 10,000 ping pong balls. That's right, you're going to swim through there, find the flag, and when you do, you're going to find yourself going home today.
A trip to the world-famous Madame Tussauds, Hollywood. Come experience the fame and visit your favorite A-lister up close without getting arrested.
Next up is pop locking. That's right, you want to get it, pop it, and you also want to get the flag. It's inside one of these lockers. Grab it, and you're going to grab one of these.
A 43-inch Philips Roku 4000 Series LED TV featuring the Roku OS.
Next up is number 6. You know this. It's picky. You're going to get a little boogie with it.
You think that's a good joke, but it's not.
It's not? All right, that's right. That one was good. That was so good. I hope you find the flag inside of this one. Grab it, and you're going to grab one of these.
A night at Great Wolf Lodge, North America's largest family of indoor water park resorts. Great Wolf Lodge, the family getaway.
Next up is number 7. Raise your underwear up to heaven. It's One Nation underwear. That's right. Grab the flag up there, pull it down, and we're going to pull you guys one of these.
Dremel DigiLab 3D printer. Turn your dreams into reality with Dremel 3D printers today.
Finally, it's Station 8, the great
Mount Saint Double Dare.
Was that intimidating?
Yes!
Good. Well, I know you're going to climb it, because that's what you got to do. Climb all the way up to the top, grab the flag before time expires, and you guys are going to top off your prizes with this.
Two-night trip with your family, plus activities to Big Bear Lake, Southern California's premier four-season mountain lake escape. Good luck!
All right, Red Team, you guys have seen the whole obstacle course. Which one is your favorite?
The nose.
Picky?
Gotta go with the classic.
What about Mount St. Double Dare? Ah! I knew that was coming.
Yeah, I like it a lot better if it didn't do that.
Yeah.
Quiet Mount St. Double Dare.
Quiet Mount St. Stop it! Stop! We heard you the first time, girl. Anyway, what's the strategy here, guys?
I think the strategy is just to do it as fast as possible.
That's right.
That's it?
She's got it. So who's taking on the first obstacle?
Ta-da! The great Shelby.
That's a sweet ride, girl. Go ahead and get on up there.
Woo! Got it, baby.
You got it. All right. We got 8 obstacles, guys. Let me get 60 seconds on the clock. Mark is waiting for you guys at the finish line. Oh, you look good up there, girl. All right, let's slide into these prizes. Are you ready? On your mark, get set.
Do it, Shelby.
Go!
Go.
Congrats, guys.
There we go.
Thank you, guys.